Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so please give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a minute. But first, as always, I have a couple of quick updates. On June 21st, we are having our Summer Solstice Medium Raffle of 2023. You can win as many as 5 medium readings, so get your tickets ASAP. And the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are Rebecca Ann LoCicero, Lynn LeClaire, Connie Fusella, Catherine Nadal, and Renee Buck. And then next year, I know it sounds like that's kind of far away, but these grief retreats fill up real quick. So next year, from January 12th to January 14th, we're having our Winter Grief Transformation Retreat. This retreat will take place, I believe, in Florida. And yes, Fort Myers, Florida. And as it was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. And again, this retreat and all these retreats are limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. So please get your tickets ASAP. And then lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Bob Ginsberg. And the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who have been tested and certified, what that process is like, and also, and maybe most importantly, what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. And for more information about us or about the book or anything else, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so we'll be opening our phone lines in just a second. We look forward to taking your calls. But before we do that, I'm going to have a little chat and introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray. And Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and had a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. She's the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and her other book is called Last Wishes. And I'm always so happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing good. Yeah, same here. Good to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we're always happy to have you. So we have a few minutes to chat, and I actually wanted to talk to you about, well, first of all, you wrote another book, a third one now?
I did. That one is called There's a Man Standing Next to You, and it's a little different than the other books. So the other books are more sort of fictional, fun books, but this one is more about my life as a medium, how I started as a kid, and then in the end, it gives some really amazing tips for people that are having a reading and what you can do, and then how you can connect. So it's on Amazon. It took me a long time to write because it was a lot of kind of healing to get everything out.
Right.
But you know, I people that have read it, you know, said some really great things about it, so I feel really good about it.
Oh, awesome. Well, and where can everyone pick that up? On Amazon or through your website?
Yeah, just pretty much through Amazon. Yeah.
Awesome. So what I wanted to talk to you about, other than your new book, is, so when you are writing a book, probably this would be more with the fictional stories rather than the, you know, the kind of autobiographical stuff. I hear a lot of people say that channeling, you know, spirits or our guides or whatever, and kind of the creative process is a similar thing. And I know for myself, like I went to school for music, and whenever I was writing anything or you know, doing something like creating music or whatever it was, it does feel oddly similar to me to channeling. So do you have the same experience?
Absolutely. You know, we both have music backgrounds, and I was a music major before I changed my major my senior year. And so very similar. When I was writing those first two books, the information first came in through dreams. And then I would meditate and say, all right, what do you want me to say? How do you want me to do this? And then things came down on paper. It was amazing. And then the same thing with the composition of music. I've been writing music since I was like nine. And, you know, now I just sit down and improvise. And I think you understand that. You just sit down and start playing.
Right.
And people are saying, can you play that again? I'm like, nope.
You know, right, it's barely played it the first time. Kind of wasn't me.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, I'll hear music in my head, and I truly believe that it's a channeling thing, and it's a, you know, that wherever that place is in the world where there's that creative energy, that's when we pull it out of, right?
Right. I totally agree. And you know what's funny too, actually, I've listened to, I'm a big podcast person. I mean, obviously, look what we're doing now, but I love to listen to a podcast, and there have been a few where I've listened to people like legendary songwriters or singers, you know, people who write their own stuff, and they'll always say something to the effect of like, oh, well, you know, that came from God or that came from here. Or, and I really think they're just, it's their language that they're using for the universe or chat, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
kind of, they say it in however they're, you know, how, whatever system they were brought up in, whether they're, you know, Christian or Muslim, whatever. And some people go the religious route, or some people, you know, kind of go the more like scientific route, like we do. And we're like, we're channeling. It's a function of the brain, whatever. But I hear it over and over again, but I didn't know you had the background in music. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So it's, and it's fun because I'm working on another thing. I think, remember the last conference we did, I wrote a meditation piece and I wrote that music, and it's on my website as well. If anybody wants to listen to it, it's free now. But my goal is in the next year is to write a number of meditations with just music, and maybe preface it with something that inspires me. So I started writing one today, which is really exciting. So, and the same thing, it's just like, you just can't sit down and like, okay, today is my writing day. You know, it has to like come to you. You have to like feel it.
And you know what, even if you look, not to get too nerdy now, but back in history, if you look at like, you know, the kind of like ancient Greeks or ancient Romans, maybe it was both of them, they have the muses, right? And the whole thing with them is like when the muses come to you and give you the inspiration. And I think it's just, it's like you said, you can't really plan it. And it's funny too, because anyone will tell you their best stuff came from when they just kind of sat down and out of nowhere, they just wrote a song in a day and there it was.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or, or another really good example is if you've ever read The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. He will say that it was like the fastest book he read. He just kind of sat down and he all but says, I channeled this book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really think that happens a lot. And for anyone listening who is creative, and I'm sure you can relate to this too, when you sit down and actually try to force it, or you're like, okay, I'm going to do it, it does feel very different from when it's just like that sort of strange channeled space that you, that you're in.
Yep. For sure. And, you know, I've done like little workshops with some of people that are somewhat skeptical, and then some that are curious about connecting and journaling to connect with your loved ones. And I just say, just sit, relax, and just see what comes in. Get the pen ready, get the paper ready, and ask them a question and just see what comes in. And I think if people are open to that kind of connection, they can connect with their loved ones as well. And the results that I had from those little seminars was like, I had no idea that I could do this. Oh my gosh, you know.
Right.
So pretty fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, I just think creativity is such a cool thing. And, you know, I think what we do as mediums also in a way is creative because we're opening ourselves up, we're listening, and we're just there and we're like the receivers.
Right.
So
that's true.
It's a very similar part of the brain if you want to get, again, nerdy, scientific, you know, but it is.
Yeah, there's a kind of an unexpected overlap. And I think too, for anyone, you made such a good point about anyone who's trying to connect themselves. Being creative does help to open that up. I find that like sometimes, and it doesn't even have to be music or like a piece of art. Sometimes if I'm, cause you know, we're not on 100% of the time, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a little secret. We are human too. you know, if I wake up and I have, you know, readings later in the day and I'm kind of like, oh man, you know, I'm not in the right headspace. I'm not in the zone. Sometimes it really helps if I cook, like if I'll go buy some stuff, I'll make something. Cause I like to cook. I'm Italian. So, you know, obviously it's like, I'm not making pasta. What am I doing? But sometimes that gets me in the zone and it kind of like makes you feel better to like, I don't know, not even, I mean, yeah, it's healing and everything, but it gets those like the in the flow of things. And then sometimes it's easier to channel. Yeah. So that's a really good class that you teach. And it's a good tip for anyone listening, like journal, write anything that's creative, decorate, scrapbooking. Like it doesn't matter what it is. If you get in that space, it kind of helps you connect to the other side. I feel, people may disagree, but I would have to.
No, no, I'm totally with you. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's a great thing.
Yeah, definitely. So before we get to callers, are you doing any events in person or any online stuff that you want to let everyone know about?
Not really. I'm really focusing on just doing the readings. This summer, I do readings pretty much every day. And then I still have another job. So during the school year, I just do weekends and times off. But I'm really focusing on this music. You know, it's just... the other day I thought, you know, I'm getting older and I'm like, what if I was like looking back at my life and someone said, you got 6 months, which I don't, who knows, you know, but I don't think I do.
Right.
But anyway, and I'm like,
I think you're
all
right.
I'll
make that prediction.
Okay. Thanks. What would I do? what would I say? Oh my gosh, I should have done this. Right. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have written my music. It's a natural thing. It's like being a medium is very natural for me.
Right.
And then writing music and, you know, for you cooking and I don't know, I just keep seeing cakes and cupcakes around you. I don't know, maybe your grandmother made cakes and cupcakes for you, but
my whole family's a big cooks and bakers and stuff. So
yeah,
probably so, somebody.
Anyway, yes, one of those on the other side hanging out. One of the nosy ones I see around you, which is really
definitely
cute. But
my grandmother.
Yeah. She's come in every time I'm around you. I'm like, I see grandma vibe, but anyway, she's great.
Yeah.
But pretty much it. Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
so just readings this summer.
I think
readings
and the music. And I think once I feel content about the music, then I think, you know, I'd like to put a blog together. Haven't really figured that out yet. But, you know, I'm still trying to figure out the music thing. I was looking at piano. I have a piano, but I want to do electronic pianos and how to record it.
Okay. So anyone listening then, just keep an eye on Eliza because she's got some stuff coming out. Very cool. I love it. But you have to listen to that, you know, when you get the urge or the call to do something. I don't need to tell you. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta listen there for sure. But okay, cool. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. And be sure to check out Eliza's website at www.elizaray.com. And she spells that R-E-Y. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines now. You ready to take some calls?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Okay, so before we take our first caller, if we call you, if we take your call on the air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you have a question. And Eliza and I will answer your question. We're always happy to do so. Or if you want to make a connection with Spirit, and Eliza will do a mini reading for you, and we're happy to do that as well. okay, so first is Patsy from New York. Hi, Patsy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Patsy.
Oh, hi, I'm fine.
Oh, good.
I'd like a reading.
Perfect. You got it, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Patsy, so you're in New York, huh?
Yes.
Are you vacationing
No, I live in New York. I live in the Buffalo area.
Okay. I'm from Akron, so similar. But I'm just picking up at this somebody that wants you, that's like trying to push you to get out the door. And this is a very strong male around you. Has your husband passed?
I've been divorced for many years.
Okay, because I see a very strong male. Like, it could be father, husband, but somebody like that. Real strong personality. He's showing me when he was younger, he had strong arms, and it's just kind of looks like he's strong to look at and kind of a bully to look at, but he's really like a gentle giant. Could that be your dad?
No, my dad was kind of short.
Yeah.
But he was a pushy person.
Okay. Because he's just like, come on, Patsy, go do something, you know? So, okay. Yeah, definitely father. And he's also just saying what you've been through this year is going to like start relaxing or calming down in your body and your mind. So have you gone through some tough times this past year and a half?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just saying it will resolve. And those around you are not giving you what you need right now, but you're trying to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Hold on. And then he talks about your mom. The mom is standing. He keeps saying that.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to connect with your mom today?
Yes, I would like to.
Okay. Is that one of the main people that you want to connect with?
Yes, one of them.
Okay. And is there, we mentioned your father, but like you said, I feel like he's more the dominant one, like literally like not helicoptering over, but if he could take his arms and protect you like he was an umbrella.
So yes.
Yeah. Like, no one is messing with my Patsy. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So, I love that about him, but, he says that when he went, you were kind of like a lot of people were like, what do we do? You know, cause he was a very strong personality and he handled a lot of things. So he's just saying, thank you, whatever you did towards the end of his life.
Okay.
Because dad was such a strong personality, I think mom was internally strong because I literally see her standing there tapping her foot like, come on, get it over with. It's my turn now. It's really cute. She said the same thing. She doesn't want you to fret. She wants you to know that whatever you went through is now starting to relax and resolve. That's nice. Hold on. Okay. She shows me this house with very comfortable furniture. It looks like a house that's in that area. Are they from the New York, Buffalo area?
A house?
No, when they were alive and they were together and you had your family with you and your sibling. Okay. Was there like a Midwestern kind of house? Because I see a living room with really comfortable couches. And she's just showing me a lot of comfort in the home.
Yes, we did. We had that.
Very nice. And she said that those were the good times.
Aw. Oh, they were.
And then she's also showing me, did she lose her hair? Or is there someone on the other side when I see someone that's lost their hair, it means they may have had cancer. So.
Yes.
About a minute left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this your mother that lost her hair?
No, not lost the hair. No.
Okay. But this other person you want to connect with, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so she wants to come in and she just, this person's a love. You know what I mean by that? Like one of these people that just looks at you and be like, oh, I love you. I mean, she's sending her love, whoever this person is. And she's just saying, like, she puts her hand on her heart and she's like, I'm so sorry. I mean, she knows the pain you went through, but she's also appreciative of you. So it sounds very generic, but the message needed to be heard today.
Yes. I know who you mean.
Okay. And so I hope that gives you a little peace and contentment to know that she is thinking of you, and she's still trying to communicate with. She showed me a mail too. Okay.
Okay.
And you know anything else? Go ahead.
Before, I'm sorry to cut you off, Eliza.
No problem.
But sometimes, you know, as the host, I got to get, they talked to me too. So Patsy, would you know who the, like Mary, Margaret, like that name is, like the M-A-R name? I know it's kind of a common name, but I keep hearing it.
Mary? Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yes.
Would that be connected to your mom?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is my mom it would be connected to.
Okay, but it's not mom's name, correct?
No.
Okay, yeah, because I felt it around mom as if your mother was trying to, like, either say that it was someone that she's with or someone that she's watching. But she keeps having me bring that up. And I also did hear, like, a huge thank you from your mother. So usually they'll give that to me if, like, you took care of them before they passed or they lived with you for a certain amount of time when they were older. So do you understand why mom's giving you, like, the big thank you?
Yes, I do, in a way, yeah.
Okay. And then, are you the person who likes to gamble, or is that your mom? Or,
cause she, that's
you
me.
That's you, okay. Because she literally showed me, like, slot machines and a casino and bingo, and I was like, oh, this is, like, we love to gamble. I can relate, cause so do I.
Yeah.
But, your mom, not to put you on the spot on the radio, but your mom did say something about being careful about the gambling, not in general, but like, I don't know if you're planning on going to Atlantic City soon or something, or you have like a trip planned to a casino. Are you supposed to be going anytime soon?
Well, when I feel like it, I get up and I go to a casino.
Oh, okay,
we have
got
a
it.
Few around us.
Got it. So your mom is kind of saying, like, just make sure you're careful about that one. Because she's like, just don't spend too much money. Or so just if that's sort of like when you're bored, you're like, all right, you know, let me take a walk to the casino, whatever. I'll take it. But
yeah.
Mom's just saying, just be careful about it. That's all that is. And then I have one other name, and then I promise you I'll let you go. I know I'm kind of keeping you over, but I'll get all the angry emails. Don't worry. would you know who I think I'm hearing Randy. I don't know if it's like male Randy or like Randy with an I, like a woman. Would you understand who that might be?
No, I don't know a Randy.
That's okay. Just please keep that there. But I keep hearing Randy. It is a name your mother's given me. So maybe it feels like it's someone you might have known after she passed. And she's just trying to validate that she sees your life. But just keep it there. Don't worry about it. You will figure it out. I promise. But
okay.
Thank you so much, Patsy, for letting me interrupt
thank
your
you.
Reading with Eliza. And
it's great. It's fine. I love it.
Awesome.
All right,
well,
Patsy,
you take care.
Take
I hope
care.
This helped.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Patsy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, awesome. We're on a roll, my friend.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool. Next up, we have Eileen from New York. Hi, Eileen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I was looking to make a connection with Spirit.
Awesome. You got it, my friend. I'll turn you over to Eliza.
Thank you.
Okay, Eileen. There's someone on the other side that's calling you a different name. kind of like a fun name. I actually see a couple people. It's as if it's like Leany or Eany or does that... Do you know who that is?
Leany is a nickname, yes.
Okay. And is that, that's so cute. It's an adorable name. I've never heard that. I have some friends named Eileen. So I'm going to start calling them Leany. It's adorable. But, okay. So this is hard because I see two people. I see someone that may have passed younger and he's showing me as if he has like a leather coat on and he's kidding around. Does that make sense to you?
How young?
Maybe 30s or 40s around there. Not like baby, but you know, a young adult is looking like, but, and then I see, a young, a female, who's very sweet, could be grandma kind of person. So, did your grandma, were you close to your grandmother that passed?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she the one that called you Leanie?
No, no, she's not. That was
okay.
My uncle.
Okay. Okay. Because I was like, it's so crazy. But, I mean, you've got a lot of people on the other side. You got to tell them, you know, which one do you want to connect with? okay. Is there one particular person you want to connect with today that you want a message from? Because I'm like, okay, you got you got the guy there, and you got grandma, and then you've
well,
got,
I was hoping,
is there a mom figure?
I was hoping to connect with a younger female, my daughter.
Okay. Okay. Was there an, I see, I'm hearing crunching, and sometimes when I hear crunching noises, it could be an accident of some kind, like a crunch, metal crunching. Does that resonate with you?
No.
No, I didn't think so, but it's just, for some reason, she's just showing me metal crunching, and I'm going to ask her, what does she mean? What does she mean? She's showing me a three, something with a three. It could be third month, March, 3 years, something of that nature.
Well, 333 is a number. I have it on my arm tattooed.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. So, and that's for her, correct?
It is, yeah.
Oh, she says, thank you, Mom. Just like that. Thank you, Mom. I mean, just sweet, sweet. My chest is getting really tight. So when that is, that means there's something, she had trouble breathing at the end. Now, does she have a little brother?
She does.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, because she's concerned about him right now. And she's just saying, you know, Mom, he'll be okay. I mean, I just feel like she's literally walking around trying to get your attention. She says, I'm trying to give her the signs. I'm trying to tell her. She said there's nothing you could have done. Because you know how you do that. I'm a mom too. And you always think, could I have done this to prevent this?
Right.
Could I have stopped this?
Right.
She said, no, Mom, you wouldn't have been able to stop this. This was just something that it was there. And then she shows me a lot of people, not on the other side, but here, that were honoring her during some kind of celebration of life. So she was there.
Okay.
Beautiful.
About a minute left.
I see the hair. I don't know what, she's curling her hair. I'm literally, if you could see me, I'm taking my two hands and I'm like curling my, I'm like twirling my hair. I don't know if that means anything to you.
I lost you for a second. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's like, I'm taking my hands and she's having me curl my hair on both sides. So not quite sure what that means to you, but she's like showing me I'm curling my hair, Mom.
Well, her hair was always a big thing. It was always a different color. It was always a different style. So every time she comes through to us, she always talks about her hair.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. And then she said the brother wants to talk to me. So has the brother had a reading yet?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And he's actually the one that called me Leanie. So I don't know if...
oh, my gosh.
I don't know if, you know, she was saying something. I do have relatives that call me by that name, but he, you know, very recently, he started calling me Leanie. He thinks it's funny.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. He's really curious about you connecting with her. And she just says, do it, Mom, just like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And she shows me a bicycle. Not quite sure if that means anything for him. So I don't know if he's riding his bike or slow down or he's going too fast.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just asked him today if he wanted to go on a bike ride, but.
Okay. Go slow.
Okay.
Oh, and then lots of signs. She's also standing there with a little animal, a small little pet. So she's really in a good place, but she's literally trying to like tell you, I'm okay, Mom. Just, she's following you around, trying to let you know that I'm still here. And sometimes you're like, oh, is this my imagination? No, this is actual beautiful daughter, who has beautiful blonde hair right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute. I love the little ringlets she's doing. It's adorable. So anything to chime in?
Nope. Yeah, no? I'm good on this one. They let you handle it, my friend. Well, thank you so much for calling, Eileen. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. The best and blessings.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, awesome. You're on a roll, my friend. That Leany thing was good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
It's funny. Leany?
We still surprise ourselves when we do this stuff. Okay, so next up is Susan from Tennessee. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, I'm doing good. I love your accent. I'm sure you're probably like, well, no, you have the accent, sir. But anyway. So, Susan, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with spirit, please.
Awesome. You got it.
Hi, Susan. So, I am wondering why I'm seeing tornadoes, or is there bad weather there? Or is this showing me, is this a symbol or sign for you?
No bad weather here right now.
All right. Yay. Good. Okay. I'm glad. So the person on the other side is like, just showed me the whirling tornadoes in a big field, and interesting.
Oh, all yes. Right. Yes. I know what that is.
Okay. It looks like a farm field, or, you know, something of that nature. And is there cows or all these animals? Anyway, is this the person you want to connect with?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because I feel like there's somebody else kind of sitting in the corner, but I feel like this person that wants to show me these beautiful fields, and is this a male? Because I hear a male voice.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And he's just said, you handled it right, honey. You handled it. Did you question anything when after he passed? Because he's like, you did it all. Don't worry. He has an accent similar to yours.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Did this gentleman go hunting? He showed me a hunting dog.
Yes.
Oh, my yes. gosh.
And I can tell you his name that kind of connects with that.
Sure.
His name is Hunter.
Hunter?
Uh-huh.
Just like the hunting dog. Okay.
Yes.
That is cute. Okay, he has a really dry sense of humor, okay?
There.
And
yes.
Like he would say a joke or say something to people and there'd be like a pause, like should we laugh? Because, you know, you didn't want to because you might have, like, really irritated him. And you didn't want this man to get mad at you kind of thing, you know? Oh, that's funny. I like his personality. He's fun to hang out with, but hardworking man. Woo. Wow.
Very.
He's showing me his back. Did his back hurt a lot? I mean, he's just like, ugh, he's groaning.
Well, the work he did was farming. He was a farmer.
Oh, so, gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Was there the cows? He showed me the cows again.
Well, actually, it's a berry farm.
Dairy.
And when you were
dairy
talking about
with
tornado,
cows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay. It's a huge farm. So maybe that's why he was wanting to get the farm across, because most people wouldn't think it was, you know, berries, mm-hmm. but there are cows around.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's funny. I don't know what the cigarette, the smoking, the cigarette, what's that?
Probably little, when he was young, he liked those little, you know, the candy cigarettes where you could blow the smoke. And that's what that
he is hilarious. I know you miss this gentleman, but I'm telling you, he's still messing, like, with his humor with you guys.
Yes, he is.
Do you have a son?
Yes, it's my son.
Oh, okay.
And that's coming through.
Yep. Candy cigarettes. I used to eat those things. And my parents used to smoke. It was hilarious. And I used to walk out of the room, because I'm kind of a jokester, with these candy cigarettes. And they'd do like a second look, you know. So, wow. It was kind of funny. Mom, I didn't mean it. Now he's getting real serious on me. I didn't mean it, Mom.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not what everybody thought. So there was a lot more going on in this this guy's... I'm calling him a gentleman. He's kind of like an old soul kind of person. Do you understand what I mean by that? Okay.
For sure.
And he's just saying, you know, there was so much that I couldn't talk. I couldn't tell everyone that everything that was going on. He said, I wanted to tell you everything, but I couldn't tell you everything. Wow.
Right. I understand.
But he said, aw. He said, I love you, Mom. You're the best mom in the world.
Aw.
You need to hear that. You're the best mom in the world.
Yes. Yes, and he tells me that a lot, too. I talk with him a lot.
You got his pictures all over the house, he said.
Yes, for sure.
Did he wear a jean jacket? A really cool jean jacket? I love jean jackets.
Well, no, he wore a lot of that Carhartt. You could consider that, like, a jean jacket kind of, but
yeah,
that's like
okay.
Eliza, do you mind if I jump in really quick again?
Of course, please.
I'm sorry. I know I'm not always supposed to, but I can't.
No,
help it.
I love it when you do that. It's so fun. But,
okay, so Susan, I keep seeing two things. First, your son is talking about like having stomach problems or a stomach issue or possibly even like a sensitive stomach. So I don't know if that's him or if that's you. He's weirdly making me feel like it might be something that's like an inherited thing. Like, I don't know, his grandfather had it and then he had like the same stomach, or it's maybe you and someone else. Do you know what he's talking about?
Possibly like nervous stomach. You know what? I
may take that. It's not that he has it on the other side anymore or anything like that, but I just keep hearing about it. And then he also, I don't know if he was like a big eater when he was, you know, here or something, but he's bringing up like another kind of food related thing. Was there some like old school, like country style diner you used to go to or something? Or sometimes they'll show us stuff from our own lives. And he showed me this place that I went once or twice that was like, It was a diner, but it was in New York, but it didn't have like that New York feel. And it was very like, they made like pancakes and stuff, but it was like they had their own jam, and it was like very like country kind of vibe. And do you know what that is?
Right. Exactly. On the farm, they have strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, and they would go to a commercial kitchen and make their own jams. And he was always cooking pancakes.
Oh, okay, there we go. They must have been good because this place had like the best.
Yeah.
Everything was so like fresh and delicious. And oh, okay, got it. So if he used to, you know, do that with like the berries and stuff, I'll take it. That's fine. He's just bringing it up. But anything else, Eliza, that you had for Susan?
He just said, I'm with Grandma. So good to know.
His grandmother just passed. Yes.
Oh, she just did?
Passed about. Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's good to know that, that they're on the other side and they're sending their love. So,
right. Can I tell you something about the tornado?
Yes, please do. I'm curious.
There was a tornado coming through, and they were getting all their berries in. They were out in the field, you know, already picked. And so him and his daddy were out in the field getting up the berries while the tornado was coming through. Everybody kind of questioned that, but they made it. But it was always kind of just a funny story with them. So, what the tornado was.
And that's interesting.
Actually, they talked about it at his funeral, even.
Wow, that's so cool. I love the way that he just like literally threw it in my head, like tornado. I'm like, woo. So that's great. All right, Susan, God bless, all the best. Your son's around, he's hanging out, and I love his sense of humor, so keep telling his stories. He loves everyone talking about him.
Oh yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, awesome. Eliza, you're doing great tonight, I got to say.
Thanks.
Not that you don't always.
We are.
Yeah, we're like tag team.
I usually
am not this involved in my guest readings, but I don't know. Maybe they like us, our energy flow or something. Okay, so next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hey.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So, Pam, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with Spirit, please.
You got it.
Okay. Pam, Nevada. That's close to where I'm at. I'm in Arizona. So
you feel the summer heat, too, huh?
I just went out and bought some more patio umbrellas today. I'm like, I could get 20 of these and put them in my yard. So anyway, so I just see a long road and somebody in like it. I mean, I've driven through that part where you're at. Are you in Nevada currently, sitting there in your place?
Actually, no, I am from Nevada, but I'm in California right now.
Okay. Because I'm seeing, it looks like I've driven from Arizona to California in that long Route 8. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. And it's just boring. You just keep driving the Route 10. And it's, you know, and then you see the windmills. And I see someone in a car that's, for some reason, you're driving, but they're sitting with you in the front seat. And they're talking to you a lot and just saying, you know, I'm here. I'm driving with you. So when you moved out there, did you feel like you had that person with you in the car?
You know, I can't.
Interesting.
Would love to be able to sense that, but I can't. I haven't.
You can't. Yeah. So the person that you want to connect with, it's just saying, I was there. I was sitting there the whole time. I love that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yes. And this person, whoever it is, must have liked the outdoors because it was like this open road, and now I'm seeing this beautiful beach.
I'm not sure.
Scenery. Yeah, a lot of scenery. Okay, so I see, I'm hearing mother figure. Is it your mom or grandma on mom's side?
Okay.
Has your mother passed?
Yes.
Okay. She's showing me her feet. Did they hurt a lot before she passed? I don't know if someone's rubbing her feet or show me her feet were hurting.
She had trouble walking.
All right. And then she said that there's another person on the other side that maybe her sister or someone that's like, she was close to another female that she missed. And that she said, I'm with her now. Don't worry.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. She said, you still have some of my stuff, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's true. I'm glad she's happy about that. I can't part with it.
You know, a lot of my clients will be like, well, I everyone tells me I should get rid of everything. I'm like, why? Have a room, have a shrine, you know, whatever works for you. And if it makes you feel good, do it, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's, you have to do it. You know, if you can't get rid of it, you don't want to regret doing it.
Exactly. You have her ring. She's pulling it on and off the finger. I don't know why.
I do, on and off her finger.
I love that. And then she's also showing me a mirror. So if you look in the mirror, she said, you should see me. Do you look like Ma?
You know, not really, not that much.
I don't know why she's showing me this mirror. Old mirror. Old. It's an older wood mirror. Huh. Interesting. All right. So if I don't know and you don't know, we just keep moving forward. So your mom is happy now. Okay. She's showing me that there was a lot of noise before she passed. I don't know if there were people in the room talking or if there was, and she said that she feels that quietness now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then she's showing me this beautiful music. I'm hearing, actually, beautiful church music.
Okay.
Was there an organ playing or something?
Not when she passed, but she was among many people. So I guess them speaking, you know, there would have been a lot of noise.
Yeah. Okay. Because she's just saying she's just trying to describe where she's at. Because I feel like you guys had good communication. You could talk to her. She could talk to you. And it wasn't like, okay, it's guarded communication. It's like, well, I want to tell her how I feel. So she's just saying she's showing me this beautiful music. Just, you know, it's like fairyland, but it's where she's at. She's in a happy place.
Oh, good. Yeah, that makes me happy. Yeah.
Good. Because I think you always wonder, where do they go? What do they do? Or what are they doing all day? You know, that kind of thing.
And who they're with.
Yeah, who are they
and
with?
Who they're
right?
with.
She shows me that
anyone else?
Female.
About 30 seconds left.
Excuse me?
Okay. Is your dad passed? I see, or an uncle. I see someone that's standing with her arm in arm.
Not my father, no.
Okay. So it looks like someone that, it doesn't look like a romantic relationship. It looks more like a friendship or a cousin or somebody like that. But she says, I've connected with him too, arm in arm.
Okay.
That's great. So she's not alone.
Is it an older person that she's with?
He's been gone a while. So he may have passed maybe 50s or 60s. Wasn't real old.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
There's not anybody. She's not with anybody younger. Young adult.
She's not showing me that right now.
Unfortunately, we do have to wrap it up, though. These readings, you know, they're so fast, we can't get to everyone. I'm so sorry, Pam, but I, you know, definitely call back or book a reading with Eliza. Well, you know, when we have the one-on-one time, we kind of have more time to get to everybody, you know?
Oh, definitely. Well, thank you. I appreciate it tonight.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. Good night.
All right.
Good night, Pam.
Bye. All right, Eliza, we have time for one more quick one. You want to try to squeeze one more person
sure.
in?
Sure.
Okay, great. Last up, we have Trisha from Florida. Hi, Trisha.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi, Eliza.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm so happy to get to talk to you.
Oh, awesome. Trisha, did you want to have a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, we have a few minutes left, so we're going to go right into it, okay?
Okay.
Try to zoom through this, Trisha.
Yeah.
So, right. Trisha, do you, I'm seeing Pensacola. Do you go up there? Are you near there?
Well, I recently moved to Florida. I originally am from here, but actually in the Sarasota area.
Ah, so Pensacola. I lived there 23 years. That's crazy. So, okay. So I know that area really well. I raised my kids. They were born there, the whole bit. So, okay. I'm seeing, because I know the beaches there so well, and I see Lido Beach. Does that ring a bell?
It does. It really does.
Okay. Okay. And then there's St. Armand's.
Yes.
Did you have dinner with this person you want to connect with at St. Armand's all the time?
We used to come and vacation and hear a little bit. And recently something special went on there. There are memories I have with this person there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this person's kissing you. So that's so special to me, like giving you a big kiss.
Okay, that can make sense.
Oh, I mean, it's just, it melts my heart, like a heart to heart connection.
Special. Yeah, it's definitely a heart to heart connection.
Yeah, and he shows me the sunset. So when you see the sunset on Lido, let's see, it's kind of late there now, but tomorrow, right? Or this weekend, go to Lido and think of this. Is this a male? I feel male very strongly.
It's not a male. A female. Mm-hmm. A female.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. There's another male on the other side, too, that wants to connect. He comes. He's like, I'm here, too.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned sunset, because I was just looking at a beautiful sunset it's just setting here now out my window. Mm. I've got kind of a little view to the west. I'm not near the beach, there is a specific person I'm trying to connect with. It isn't a male. So I'm not sure if you're getting any sort of female vibe.
Mm-hmm. Well, the information came in, felt very light and comfortable and female-y, and she said, I'm strong and all that. But then the last one was like, I'm here too. Just like that. Like, don't forget about me. So,
okay.
due to our lack of time here, just letting you know that person is still hanging out with you. And when you see the sunset and, you know, right before it goes right in the water, you know, just close your eyes and see that person with you. Okay.
I have to jump in really quick. Sorry. Trisha, don't go anywhere just yet. You know what's so funny? I have to tell you just real, real fast in the last minute we have here. As you were talking to Eliza, I was going to jump in and ask you if you knew anybody who had like a pink car or a pink house or everything was pink. So I don't know if they were trying to like show me, not that anyone can wear pink, obviously we know that, but I was going to ask if someone had like a very girly like aesthetic almost, like everything's pink or everything's purple, or it was like very like bubblegum like Barbie kind of vibe almost. So I don't know if you know anybody like that, or maybe the whoever this was just trying to get me to talk about a woman that was on the other side or a female energy, but do you know why I'd be seeing it like that?
No, that means a lot. Maybe she was trying to jump in to say, hey, I'm here too, or, you know, or also there's, you know, I'm coming through.
It was just so odd. I was like, what is all this pink stuff? I was like, what is this? So I don't know if that was also her aesthetic when, you know, when she was here, but I just kept seeing it. So I did want to just chime in really quick before we let you go, but we do have to let you go because we're at the end here, but I really do appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much. It really means a lot. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Good. We're glad to help.
Thank you, Trisha. Take good care.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Well, this hour always flies by, right?
I know it. It's like, oh my gosh.
Right,
I wasn't sure like how many we would get, you know, but hey, it feels good and it's a lot of fun.
We got them in. All right, my friend. Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to thank our guest, Eliza Wright. Thank you, Eliza, for joining us this evening. And if any of our listeners want more information about you or your work or your books or when they want to book a reading, is the best place to go your website?
Yeah, that's the best place. And it connects to my email, and then I get back to you as soon as I can.
Awesome. ElizaWright.com, right? R-E-Y?
That's right.
Awesome. Okay. And I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Light. Light, Signs of Life, Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Joe Peretta, as always. And if you want to check out more of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.